Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are going to talk about routine health checkups. In other words, like your annual checkup. This episode is part one of a two-part series. When will part two be?
It's yet to be determined.
Well, it'll have to be soon. Okay.
It'll be in the near future.
All right. Watch for part two coming up.
Okay.
I guess that is considered soon, huh?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Well, let's start off with the dentist.
Okay. Oh, my favorite place.
Yeah, our favorite.
Our very favorite.
According to the American Dental Association, also known as the ADA, most people should get a dental checkup and cleaning at least once a year. Now, since everyone is different, your dentist may recommend more or less frequent checkups and cleanings.
Right. And now you might be asking yourself, how can I make the most of my dental checkup and cleaning? First of all, your medical and mental health can affect your dental health and vice versa. Keeping this in mind, you should bring a list of any medications you are taking and the dosage, and let your dental health professional know about any physical or emotional health issues that you may have and how they may affect your dental health.
Right, and I'm thinking in terms of like mental health affecting your dental health. I guess you're talking about things like how if someone is, and some people like stress might result in teeth grinding, or how dental pain and decay may impact your physical and emotional wellness as well.
Right, and also I'm thinking if you have stress, you know, anxiety, you might chew on things.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
You know, like
pen caps,
yeah,
pencils,
right.
Ice cubes.
Right. Oh, and also your hobbies.
Your hobbies.
Huh? Yeah.
I don't know. I when she said that, and I don't know why, because this isn't a hobby, but I was thinking of the Radium Girls.
Yeah.
Who we were using radium paint,
right,
to paint watches. And then they would like lick the tip of the paintbrush, and like they lost, you know, like entire jawbones.
Right.
Horrifying.
Right. Well, and when I used to go to the dentist, I mean, I still go to the dentist.
I was going to say, what do you mean used to?
We now send our teeth off to the dentist and wait for them to come back.
When I used to go to the dentist, when I was younger, I would always have a chipped front tooth. And the dentist would be like, why are your front teeth always chipped? I said, I don't know. He said, what do you bite on that is so hard? I said, I don't know. And then one day when I was fishing and biting a piece of fishing line. It occurred to me, because the chip went right through the tooth and actually broke the tooth off. I'm like, oh, I think I just found out what I'm biting. So yeah, sometimes your hobbies might cause dental problems.
Yeah.
You never thought about that.
Okay.
Sliding down a metal slide face first be considered a hobby?
Oh.
Yes. Something like that. Sports thing, yeah. If you're into sports that are,
yeah, I guess boxing,
hockey, boxing,
yeah, yeah.
Let your
dentist know, or they might know as soon as you smile. So did you slide
mine
down?
Came sliding down a slide.
Oh, wow.
Had you waxed it first?
Did you wax it first?
At 9 or 10 years old, you're not thinking about that.
No, you know what we used to do? We used to throw light. Gravel, right? Sand. We used to throw sand on the slide to make it go quicker.
We used to take wax paper with us to the park.
Oh, okay.
When we were like probably 5.
Dominic's probably shaking his head.
No, I went down, you know, head first.
Ouch.
And when I got to the bottom, I kind of bounced my head a little bit and chipped my two front teeth.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So it's not the biting the fishing line, but yeah, okay. I think we all have our stories.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Watch those
teeth. So there's a rather lengthy list of physical and mental health conditions and treatments, habits, and situations which may affect your oral health. But according to the Mayo Clinic, ones that I'm about to describe, talk to your healthcare provider.
Okay.
If you have dry mouth, any type of eating disorder, GERD, which is basically like heartburn.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Talk to your, you know, dentist about that. The ADA also says if you've got Alzheimer's, any type of autoimmune disease, dementia, diabetes, chronic kidney disease, heart disease, interpersonal violence. Like, I'm guessing that's a lot of stress.
Spousal abuse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Multiple sclerosis.
Yeah. Osteoarthritis. Osteoporosis and some of the treatments for osteoporosis. Any type of radiation therapy. Sleep apnea, and also smoking.
Right. And let your dentist know about any dental concerns that you have.
Like what?
Well, do you feel comfortable flossing?
No.
Are you having difficulty brushing?
Yes.
Are your gums bleeding?
All the time.
Are you concerned about bad breath?
Nope, I just walk around with bad breath.
Do you want to start brushing or scraping your tongue, but you want advice on how to do it without gagging?
Yes.
Why would you want to scrape your tongue?
You're supposed to scrape your tongue or brush your tongue. There's
with
a lot
the bristles
bacteria.
Of the brush.
Well, yeah. Not scrape it. Scrape it? That sounds painful.
There's tongue scrapers.
Okay. All right.
To get rid of the bacteria.
All right. Are you brushing long enough?
No.
Are you brushing too hard?
Yep.
Are you changing to a new toothbrush frequently enough? Have you noticed sores or white spots in your mouth? Do you need tips for dealing with dry mouth? Do you have irritation or pain in your mouth or jaw? Well, write your questions down and your dentist ask your dentist during your next dental appointment.
Boy, oh boy, I'm gonna have a long appointment.
Well, that kind of covers some of the dental.
Mm-hmm.
And now since we went from winter to summer overnight.
I know. Oh my gosh. Tell me about it.
Out and about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear something? I still have yet to turn my air on.
Oh yeah. I don't understand.
How do you live?
How
are you alive? How are you not a melted blob in the middle of your living room?
Well, first off, mm-hmm. when I'm not sick, mm-hmm. I'm at work.
Okay.
So I'm not home.
Okay.
But living on a first floor condo with a cement floor underneath wood,
right? Yeah,
it keeps it a little cooler.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's nice.
You're using like natural geothermal cooling.
That's
cool.
Nice.
Right. The winter time is a different story. My heating bill is outrageous, but
yeah,
I digress.
Okay.
With it, the weather getting warmer out, people are going outside. There's a lot of sun outside. So one of the things we have to think about is skin cancer and skin cancer screenings.
Yep. That's a great point.
Right. Good point.
The American Cancer Society recommends that people between 20 and 40 years of age get checked every 3 years. Now, that recommendation changes every year for those individuals who are over the age of 40, keeping in mind that anyone can get skin cancer. If you have a family history of skin cancer or spend a lot of time out in the sun, your healthcare professional may recommend even more frequent exams.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've heard people say, oh, I have darker skin, therefore I don't have to worry about skin cancer. And that's not true. Anyone can get skin cancer.
True. And mm-hmm. people that, like we were saying earlier, people that have sports, that enjoy sports that are outdoors, that are maybe outdoors more than others.
Or people who have jobs that are outdoors.
Right, farmers.
Mm-hmm.
They all need to really be careful. Mm-hmm. There are certain clothes that you can wear,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, that are SPF 50. And then there's also additives you can put in your laundry.
Okay.
That increase the SPF of your clothing.
All right.
And then there's sunscreen that everybody should be putting on.
All the time,
right.
It's also important to remember that skin cancer can develop anywhere you have skin.
Okay, and Ron, what were you saying?
Well, it's kind of going along the lines of what Leah was just talking about, anywhere on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think about putting lotion or sunscreen what, on your face, on mm-hmm. your arms, mm-hmm. right?
Right, right.
Well, I mean, you've also got, you know, your neck.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think
back
we're going to talk
your ears,
right?
Yep. And I think we're
your scalp.
Yeah, like your scalp. Okay.
I know some people that you know may be a little short on hair that need a little bit extra protection.
Right. And so when you get your skincare screening, they're going to check your scalp.
Right.
And like Ron said, your ears, and even under your fingernails. Right.
Under your fingernails?
Yeah. If you get spots, discolorations. Under your fingernails, you want to make sure you point those out and ask about those, because people have had skin cancer for years, not known it, and let it metastasize because they didn't realize that the marks under their nails was actually skin cancer.
So like the very tips of your fingers.
Under the nail bed, under the nail.
Well, that's another reason that I never wear nail polish to a doctor's appointment.
Oh, that's why.
Well, let me just play devil's advocate here for a second. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we're supposed to be wearing sunscreen,
yeah,
right? And 99% of the time, mm-hmm. you either spray it on mm-hmm. and then lather it around mm-hmm. or you put it on your hands, right? And,
right.
And put it on your body.
Right.
Wouldn't that just typically get under your cuticles anyway?
You would think.
It's your whole nail. And here, you might not know this because I don't know if you ever go for artificial nails.
Oh.
But when you get artificial gel coats, they put your hand in a UV thing to cure it.
She's talking about underneath the whole nail.
The whole nail.
You don't normally squeeze anything underneath your whole nail.
It's your whole nail. See where your nail is if you tap?
Hit the nail.
Underneath
the whole thing.
The whole area.
Not just the tip of the nail. The
right.
whole damn thing. Yeah.
So now if you're getting these gel coats and you're getting it like say every 2 weeks to keep it up.
That's radiation.
That's the UV is what causes skin cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. But
can they see that? I mean, they're not professionals in that area, but can they see that there's something wrong?
When you go to, I don't know, there's a weird noise.
Why do I hear a wind?
When you go to get your clinical skin check, you should go without any gel coats, artificial nails, or nail polish on so that they can examine your nails.
Huh. Okay.
No nail polish on your fingers or toes.
Never knew that.
Yeah, no. And if you can, you know, skip the UV curing.
Right.
Yep.
Well, that's another reason for me not to get my nails done.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've gone 50 plus years. I think I'm going to keep that streak going.
Okay. All right. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Well, one of the other things, though, was let's see here. You can also get it on the bottom of your feet.
Well, let's say you're laying on the beach.
Well, and it can develop anywhere that doesn't get sun.
Why?
Because, I mean, cancer is when one of your cells just starts reproducing and doesn't stop. It's like an invasive plant.
Right.
But it's an it's a cell that just goes wild and doesn't stop.
So you can get it in areas that don't see the sun.
I think we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's an example when Oprah had her her talk show, there was a woman that came on and said for years she was asking her doctor about this thing on the bottom of her foot, and her doctor was like, "It's fine. It's fine." And it turned out it was skin cancer, and it metastasized, and she passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was, you know, if you see something weird, get it checked. And if you don't feel comfortable with the response you got, then get a second opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
In areas that rarely ever see the sun, like one's underarms or your derriere or other areas typically covered by your underwear.
Yes, Dr. Seuss, there too.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay.
So I guess your fingers and your toes aren't immune either, huh?
Nope.
No, and the spaces between your fingers and your toes, like the webbing area.
Right.
Yeah.
And even on your nose.
Okay.
Anywhere that you have skin. Your mm-hmm. skin is your largest organ, and anywhere you have skin should be checked. If you notice a new spot, a skin sore that won't heal, a spot that has grown, or anything else, an area that you should be concerned about, make a note of it and ask your healthcare provider about it during your clinical skin cancer screening. When in doubt, have them check it out. Here in the U.S., you can check the American Academy of Dermatology Association website, and I'll put a link for that, to see where there are free clinical skin cancer screenings near you.
That's great. Yeah, and I mean, who knew you're supposed to get that over 40 every year? I mean, do you guys do that?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
All right. Because there's a lot of spaces that, like,
you there's don't... a lot of spaces that nobody has ever seen.
Okay. And I think now more than ever, we could all use a little bit of mental health support at some point. You know, I mean, at some point in your life, if you, you know, lost a loved one or lost a job or had, you know.
Or went through 3 years of COVID.
Or war.
There are stressors in this
life. It seems like more and more stressors every day.
Right.
Exactly. So with that being said, it's probably a good idea to talk with a mental health care professional, religious counselor, or any other qualified individual.
The Mayo Clinic provides the following list of situations or conditions or experiences that may indicate that you or someone you know needs professional mental health assistance.
Oh, okay. So these are like... trigger warnings or something?
Or like it indicates that you might, it might not just be something like you need, if you're feeling stressed, you might need to meditate.
Okay, all right.
If you're experiencing one of the following things,
you may need to see a mental health professional.
Right, because they might be able to provide counseling or medication or a combination therein to help you.
All right, so if you're experiencing any of these,
okay.
If you have marked changes in your personality, eating or sleeping patterns, if you have an inability to cope with problems or daily activities, if you feel disconnected or withdrawn from normal activities, if you experience unusual or magical thinking, if you have excessive anxiety.
Sorry, I magical thinking.
You know,
if you're watching a movie, okay. And the main character walks by a television, and the weather, or the person giving the weather report turns to him and says, "Hey, Chuck, it's going to be a great day." And they're like, "Yeah, that's cute and quirky." If that happens in real life, that's a sign that you need help.
So, like,
if you think that,
You're interacting with.
With inanimate objects.
Right.
If you think that you're interacting.
Oh, okay.
If you think that the news report.
Is
news,
talking to you
to
specifically.
You specifically and sending you secret codes.
Right. Right.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Okay. If you have excessive anxiety, if you have prolonged sadness, depression, or apathy, if you have thoughts or are making statements about suicide or harming others, if you have substance misuse, if you have extreme mood swings, if you have excessive anger, hostility, or violent behavior. As we said earlier, your mental health can affect your physical and dental health. Your health and wellness are the sum of many parts. I love that, Jean. Next time we'll talk about getting the most out of your periodic physical checkups.
That's great.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But yeah,
I look forward to that.
Yeah, these are things that I don't think we think about that we need to include
on your annual physical.
Yeah.
Right. So we normally people talk about the periodic physical checkup, but we wanted to cover the dental and the mental
specialized
health.
Right. All right. Well, thank you all for listening.
And if you have any questions or comments related to today's show, please drop us a line at podcastdx at yahoo.com. Visit our website, podcastdx.com, and like us and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, TikTok, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, go ahead and write us a review. It'll make a difference in our lives and will help us know that you like what we're doing, and we'll keep it up. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This is a podcast, and we are not healthcare providers, and we are not your healthcare provider. Your health and wellness are important to us, and we want you to know that we care about you. But always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions or concerns you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Till next week.
Till next week. Thank you.
Till next week.